So does this American idea of Loyalty Day on May 1st have any credibility? Well, it's got Donald Trump behind it and an act of Congress.
The 20th annual Loyalty Day Parade on Fifth Avenue, sponsored by the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Close to 6,000 similar marches took place simultaneously across the nation.
That's from the 20-year commemoration of Loyalty Day back in 1967. Nicole Hemmer, assistant professor in presidential studies at the University of Virginia's Miller Center, says Loyalty Day has a history that tracks roughly parallel to the original Workers' May Day.
When it first got started in 1917, 1918, it actually happened on July 4th, and it was about immigrants who'd come to the United States and trying to Americanize them, so trying to get them to not identify as Polish American or German American, but part of this anti-immigrant sentiment in the 19-teens. When you get to 1921, you're in the middle of the first Red Scare after the Russian Revolution. That's when Loyalty Day gets moved to May 1st.
Because May 1st had a real association with socialist movement, anarchist movement, and the communist movement around the world.
That's right. So it was a bit of counter-programming. And when it gets revived in 1947, it is explicitly put on May 1st for that reason, as an alternative to this socialist or communist May Day celebration.
Are people widely aware of Loyalty Day on May 1st?
So as far as I can tell, no, because the reaction to the news that Donald Trump was declaring May 1st Loyalty Day was pretty shocked and surprised. So I think it's one of those holidays on the calendar that the only people who really notice are the presidential writing staff who have to draw up a proclamation every year. But now that it's kind of been associated with Donald Trump, everyone is talking about it.
So whatever, you know, angst is drawn up here or is stirred up here on May 1st, the profile of Donald Trump may actually cause Loyalty Day to stick finally and not be like, you know, National Donut Day.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting because, you know, what we've seen so far is largely a backlash to the day. I mean, it does have less than savory roots and people are a little concerned about, you know, the idea of Donald Trump and Loyalty Day. But it is quite possible that people could now know this holiday and remember this holiday and actually talk about it and what it means.
Is there a concern about loyalty in America that really goes back to the founders, that as great as the ideas are of America, that there would be a lot of people who have no sympathy and want nothing to do with the success of the country?
Well, I think that it pops up now and again, especially in times of intense anxiety, whether it's times of war. You can understand, you know, the anxiety about German Americans and Italian Americans during World War I, but also during times of economic anxiety, this idea that people are going to doubt the values that underlie the United States in a time when the United States isn't actually providing much for them. And so those anxieties burble up. But by and large, we haven't seen subversive movements in the United States other than the South during the Civil War. So I think that there's been a lot of concern about loyalty, but there hasn't actually been a lot to fear.
And it didn't occur to Lincoln to come up with a Loyalty Day, although he might have had reason to.
That's right. Loyalty Day probably would have been an interesting idea back in 1861.
Nicole Hemmer, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Nicole Hemmer is assistant professor in presidential studies at the University of Virginia's Miller Center. But in a global competition over what this day means, it's likely that May Day, the traditional workers' holiday, would win hands down. Here are some votes from Pakistan, Brisbane, Australia, and right here in the U.S., outside of Trump Tower. Workers of the world, the U.S. is not united in your Workers' Day celebration. That's right. In the USA, May 1 is Loyalty Day, first observed in 1921, called Americanization Day then, to counter International Workers' Day, promoted by socialists and communists to honor workers on May 1. In 1955, Congress recognized it as a special day, as did President Eisenhower. And 3 years later, legislators passed a law making it an annual holiday, and since then, every president has issued a proclamation to mark Loyalty Day.
The Takeaway is supported by Constant Contact, offering email marketing features like drag-and-drop editing and mobile-friendly templates. Constant Contact's products are focused on helping small businesses. More at ConstantContact.com.